Next tonight, Late Night Radio meets up with some mystery characters who have starred in some mysteries themselves. Five characters who've had more than four adventures, now in adulthood.
Late Night Radio with the Famous Five.
Welcome to a special edition of Late Night Radio. In just a few moments, we're going to be speaking to one of the four characters that took part in the original book. They're here in the studio. Okay, I'm going to welcome in the Famous Five characters into the studio. Welcome to Late Night Radio. It's a very, very special edition. I know I say that every time, but tonight it really, really is, because I have got in the studio some characters from some very special books. There were 21 of them in total, and they were written back in the Second World War. And from those books, I can introduce you to, on the radio now, the characters, because they have come into the studio. Four of them, you're all sat round, you're all cramped. I'm very sorry about that. I'm so sorry I couldn't get your proper chairs. I have got with me the stars of the Famous Five. George,
hello.
The tomboy. Hello, hello, hello.
Jolly hockey sticks.
So pleased to be with you. I was such a fan. George, you're the tomboy now, but you're a tom old man now. Sorry to say that. You know, you've aged, haven't you?
Well, you could say that, but I think I've become a lot more sensible in my years. In my youth, I was quite carefree in the days where I'd love to climb trees and play with the boys. Now I mostly play with figures. I'm a very well respected accountant, to be honest with
you. So you're an accountant. That's what your life has ultimately led up to. So
well, I save people a lot of money for the tax, tax world,
Now, when you were in the Famous Five, was it your life ambition to become an accountant, or is it just something that's happened to you now?
Well, I always wanted to get my hands on treasure.
Oh, I bet you did.
So, it does fit in really,
Yeah, it is a source of treasure, isn't it?
I used to think that I was a custodian of the island. Would there be treasure on there? Now I feel I'm a custodian of people's treasures.
You don't get to loot it, though, do you?
Well, I do try. It depends on how I advise them, really. Better than the taxman looting them, love. That's what I say.
Well, that's what you're doing. You've got George, and she's an accountant now. Anne is with you as well. She's sat right next to you. Welcome, Anne, to Late Night Radio. Thanks
Hello.
So much.
Oh, now, it's lovely to come out.
You had some fantastic adventures. Now, what has happened to you? What has been your latest adventures? What have you been doing through your adult life?
Well, there's been so much since we started off. I did give Being a Pop Star a bash for a while.
I must have missed that. No, that must have been sometime after your Famous Five fame. When did that happen?
Yes. Oh, well, that was it was some time ago now, but I felt that there was such a spiritual side to me that I wanted to eschew everything that the capitalist world had to offer and become something a little bit more deeper. And that's when I discovered the religion that I'm really into.
So you're a member of a religion. This comes as something of a shock. I must say that. So what religion have you joined?
Well, I joined Calibre, thinking that it was that trendy religion that Madonna's involved with. Calibre? You've not heard of it?
I have, and I'm very, very surprised.
Yes, well, I saw that Madonna was into it. She's she's an ex-pop star too. And I thought, yes, that's what I should try, Calibre. So I invested all the rest of my money in it. I've been following Calibre for quite a few years now to find out that actually it wasn't in a religion at all and that I've been putting my money in non-alcoholic lager.
Okay, well, we're going to get back to that. We're going to find out more about that after we get back from a couple more atmospheric themes right here on Late Night Radio. Some more Easter eggs are going to be revealed, I am sure.
Late Night Atmospheric Themes.
Welcoming four, yes, four adventurous characters into the studio.
Late Night Radio with the Famous Five.
We're back with Late Night Radio and some very special characters from some very special books. I've still got my original copies. I still read them as well. I can't believe I just revealed that. In the studio are the famous five. They're very, very famous indeed. We have Julian, Dick, George, and Anne. You're all sat. You're all sat around. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
You're all sat around me in this studio, and you are incredibly old. I don't want to say it in that way, but you now have suffered through the mists of Father Time.
And well, you know,
you have some incredible stories to tell us about the experiences that you've been going through since you left that heady world of the Famous Five behind you, the world of smugglers, the world of adventure, the world of castles, the world of Uncle Quentin making mad scientific experiments through the night.
Actually, to be honest with you, being called the Famous Five, we really thought that we had longevity, and then the Beatles came along with their Fab Four, and that was really the end of it for us. I feel quite cheated by those rapscallions from Liverpool, to be honest with you. We thought five was, you know, perfect. It's a, you know, it's a prime number. And we just cannot believe that we've been superseded in a way.
So what was your reaction to that? What was your, you became an accountant, George, but Anne, you reacted to this loss of your child fame, ultimately by joining a religion.
Well, I didn't start off like that.
It's not quite that, though, the story, is it? You joined this religion, but things weren't quite as they seem. What went wrong? You told me that something went
I thought that it was the key to my spirituality, joining the Caliber sect. But all this time, I've actually been selling a lager by the Guinness manufacturers. I can't believe it. But still, I still like to see the spiritual side and everything. And if any of the listeners out there would like to buy some jewellery made of pull cans, let me know, because I've got loads of them. We've blessed them. So, you know, there is that spiritual aspect to things.
So the story that was that the religion wasn't as it seemed, because you actually made a very simple mistake. Is that not right?
Yes,
that's one you later found out about.
I'm slightly dyslexic, you see. I thought Kabbalah, Caliber, it's all the same, really. So you can see how things can be quite mixed up.
So have you left the religion now?
Oh, no, I've got shares, isn't it, love? I just think that it's a really good product. If you're driving tonight, get yourself a Caliber. It's a lot more safe than drinking Guinness.
Your views do not necessarily represent those of Late Night Radio, but, of course, it does sound like a good cult. I think I'd join if I had the time. No, it must feel like a family to you.
If I was going to pick a cult again, though, I think I would pick a cult that maybe maybe promoted wines or something. You could have a little bit more of a party.
Now, George, I'd like to speak to you about something here. I have a newspaper in front of me, and when we get back, I will tell you a bit more about what I've been reading about. You've been a naughty girl.
Late Night Radio with the Famous Five.
It's time now to hear from George. Welcome back to Late Night Radio. Over the Easter weekend, our special treat is having all the Famous Five characters in the studio. I've got a newspaper in front of me with a story that concerns you, George, and I can tell you what it is. Have you ever been to Kirin Island in the last 5 months?
I thought we weren't going to bring that up.
Well, I couldn't resist. This is just so funny. I just couldn't, you know. I think everybody knows you're still in love with the place.
A lot's changed since I was a young girl. Kirin Island used to be a great place to play and run and jump and skip. Mm. And now it's been took over by the worst kind of people. Disney have got over. Disney and the National Trust have took over. And now you're not free to roam the way you were.
See, I'm not. I've not been to this place. I haven't been to Kirin. I'd love to go. So what you're saying is there's a theme park of some sorts now, built on the island.
There is. It is a theme park.
It is a theme park. And how does that make you feel, given the history?
Well, if I would have been given royalties, I mean, there's now 10 Georges working there. I haven't seen a penny. And I'm quite upset about that. Imagine. Imagine seeing 10 clones from when you were a child running around, and you're not making a penny.
You're not making a penny because you sold the rights to the Famous Five, and now
I was 15.
You were 15, and the amount that you sold them for was really quite derisory when you consider
£3.07 and 6 pence, to be exact.
Now, why did you do that? What were you trying to fund?
Because at the time, that was a lot of money. I wanted my first car. It was a Ford Prefect, really nice model. But
nice car, yes.
It was a second hand. It was a bit of a jalopy, to be honest with you. God. I'm not satisfied. The money they must make on that island, I should have my own Ferrari. Testarossa.
You're not really happy then with the way things have turned out with Kirin Island.
No, I'm bitter.
So, well, this paper here, I'm not going to be too harsh, but it says that you were spotted trespassing on the island at a weekend when a group of Japanese businessmen had hired out the island for their conference.
I was mortified. Can you imagine?
Well, I can, yeah. But they were hiring it because they were involved in G20 and they wanted somewhere particularly secret and where, you know, somewhere to hold it.
I was strip searched.
Right on the beach.
Yes.
Was it right on the beach?
Yes. I mean, once you've got all your clothes off, where exactly do they think you're hiding these weapons?
It
was very alarming.
They hired this island out because they wanted secrecy and they wanted a place where no private eye, no teenagers could just swim up on a boat and have a look and pry into what they were doing. But you...
Well, we were the famous five, not the secret seven, the famous five. Mm. Surely the famous five has a policy of openness.
So where were they? Where were the businessmen? Were they?
They were just, they were doing some kind of really unusual practices. It looked very unusual, quite seedy. I think that's why they wanted privacy. I mean, it's far from me to be judgmental on such things.
Well, I heard that they were in the conference centre and they were doing what could possibly be allegedly described as some sort of strange practice. It involved a fire and it involved some sort of stuffed dummy.
And people wearing nappies, I seem to remember.
That was going on and... What you did really revealed it to the nation, but what you did, the lighthouse is still there. You snuck into the lighthouse and you turned the big bulb on, which was a 2,000 watt bulb. You switched that on. It's just a light switch. You turned it around and you illuminated the whole proceedings of the Japanese businessmen so brightly that even people who had gathered on the mainland could see what they were up to.
Yes.
And that's why the story made the paper.
Yes. Well, if they're ashamed, why are they doing it?
Well, I can't answer that, but I think it is some sort of ritual.
I've spoken to my solicitors and I'm not actually allowed to say what I saw them do. Mm. It's very important that I don't because I'll be sued.
Am I allowed to say?
Do you dare say?
Well,
I'm sure we could be taken off air.
We could, but then this is a pirate broadcast and it's unauthorised. And as a result...
I think it'll be unorthodox, if you mention it.
Unorthodox, yes.
Yes, very.
But the upshot is you're feeling very, very sad about this. And
I'm very sad. It's a sad passing for me.
So, I mean, you had your own island. You owned that island.
Yes.
It was yours. And you sold it really to get a car and to get in with the teenage boys and to go out partying because you thought you'd grown up, you were too immature for that now, you'd left it all behind you. And
I've realised that actually I'm not attracted to men.
You're not?
No. I'm happy with my cats, to be honest with you. Say no more about that because I think my mum might be listening.
So where are you living now with your cats?
At Brighton, dear.
Brighton.
There's a great social scene there, but I don't want to talk too much about
that. Still by the coast, isn't it?
Yes, of course.
It's been lovely to talk to you, George, and I'm just wondering, I've got 21 paperback Famous Five books. Five of them have got tea spilt on them. What I would like you to do is, would you sign your autograph in the central page?
I'll be honest, I'm a little bit hesitant because there's been a lot of fraud going on at the moment round our way, and I would hate for somebody to steal my identity. So I now sell my autograph. So if you're prepared to pay for it, that's fine, no problem.
Okay, I will, depending, of course, how much it is.
I'm sure we can work something. I'm sure we can.
George from the Famous Five, thanks so much for appearing on Late Night Radio, because you've got to go now. You've got an appointment of some sort, haven't you, to get to?
Well, it's the new tax year, so we need to have everything wound up in time. With the beginning of April, it's time for us to get sorted in that kind of department. So,
okay. Well, Julian and Dick, stay right here. I'm going to be chatting with you next. When we get back, it's finally time to hear from the Famous Five males.
Late Night Radio. Late Night Atmospheric Themes.
Four of the five characters who've had more than four adventures, now in adulthood.
Late Night Radio with the Famous Five.
Late Night Radio with the Famous Five. I'm about to speak to a private Dick next, as we get to the males of the Famous Five character repertoire.
Late Night Radio with the Famous Five.
This is Late Night Radio. We were speaking earlier to George and Anne. George is a boy's name, of course, but she is not a boy, even though she acts very much like it. And it was quite fascinating, some of the things that she says she's been doing recently. Accounting, for one, because she's now an accountant. And she says she misses Kirin Island now that it's owned by Disney and is often used by Japanese businessmen for strange cult-like practices. So a lot's changed in what must now be 30 to 40 years. Yes, 37 years. Now, the voice that you can hear isn't mine. It is, in fact, Dick's. Now, are you still a Dick? Yes, I am. I have not changed my name since I was originally in The Famous Five, having adventures. So what is it you do now? How old are you now? I won't tell you how old I am. I'm 42, but I don't want to tell you that. Yes, well, I've had an interesting life. I can't deny that. No, it has been interesting. Nothing can top the adventuring escapades that I used to get up to when I was a teenager. But boy, they have come close. In my 20s, I dropped out of university. I became a private eye. Then I dropped out of that and dropped into university again. That didn't work out for a second time, so I became a private eye again. So what sort of things do you try to detect? Is it the sort of murders that we see on TV shows such as Murder, She Wrote and Diagnosis Murder? Is it that sort of private eyeing? Or is it a more subtle type? Actually, I work in tandem with George, who is an accountant, as you have become aware of. I look out for people who have not been paying their taxes. So do you work for the government? No, I don't. I freelance for them. So apart from this private eyeing, what else have you been doing with your adult life since being an adventurer in The Famous Five? Well, one thing I did try to do, I loved the adventures so much, I thought, I am fed up of reliving these. I reread and reread the 21 books that was written over and over, and I thought, there has got to be a solution to this. There's got to be something that I can do. So what I did, I tried to write a sequel, a direct sequel, to every single Famous Five book that was written. In all, I wrote another 20 books. None of them were published. Apart from me, I created a GeoCities account, and I uploaded the text on there. Unfortunately, a couple of weeks ago, I went to check the site and I found that it had been deleted because GeoCities is closing. I didn't back them up, unfortunately, because the scripts were on an old hard drive, which I have now sold. And because the GeoCities site is closed, those sequels that I wrote to the original Famous Five books have been sadly lost forever. I've written an email to Yahoo explaining the situation. That was 60 days ago. As yet, there has been no reply. So why was it then that you couldn't obtain the rights to the Famous Five books, even though you were one of the characters? The rights have been sold now to Disney and Pixar. In fact, there is a movie coming out next year. It's quite interesting. It's going to be made by Pixar. It's got lots of 3D CGI animation in it. But I won't be going to see it. I don't want to ruin my memories of my childhood. Now, if you'll excuse me, I might have to leave. There's a case pending involving an old lady protesting against council tax again. I am going to stake out her house. I really hate doing Kilburn Avenue. Well, thank you very much, Dick. It has been very, very interesting indeed. And the uber quiet Julian is right there beside me. Don't worry, I will finally get to you. Well, of sorts. You'll see what I mean when we get back.
Late night atmospheric themes.
Welcoming four, yes, four adventurous characters into the studio.
Late night radio with the Famous Five.
Everything about the show has been to do with adventure. It's been one long adventure, I can tell you. I'm speaking to Julian next. It's late night radio with the Famous Five characters. I can finally now get to you, Julian. I'm so sorry that I left you till last, but don't feel too left out, because it's your turn to shine now. Unfortunately, you've got a rare condition, which means that your vocal cords aren't working this week. And as a result, you have got somebody with you to sign so that we can understand each other and I can still continue to speak to you. Well, it's still an honour to speak to somebody who was regarded the leader of the Famous Five. Do you feel that that was a true label? He is saying that he doesn't think that he was the leader. In fact, the other kids seem to always outdo him, but that most readers seem to think he was the leader. Do you miss the Famous Five life? He's saying that he does indeed, but what he does now, a professional scuba diver, diving to look for lost treasures, is far, far, far better. So that means that you're one of the only characters to actually still live some semblance of the life that the Famous Five characters originally lived as teenagers. You have still got an exciting life. You are a professional scuba diver looking for treasure. That kind of resembles the old stories, don't you think? He says he does. Now, there's one thing that I haven't touched on in this whole show of interviewing you, the Famous Five characters, and that is Timmy the dog. Whatever became of him? He says that he died at the age of 23, which is a remarkable age for a dog. But that luckily, Timmy in his life had had a puppy, and that puppy's name was Stephen. And they decided then, as soon as Timmy died, to rename that puppy, who is now 11, Timmy 2. And that tradition has gone on through a line of dogs that they've had until Timmy 4 now. So who does Timmy 4 live with now? He says that Timmy 4 is actually also owned by Disney Pixar, and he acts as a guide dog for the blind on tours of Kirin Island. Now, talking about Kirin Island and its modern fate upset George earlier because she regrets what has happened to it. Do you feel the same way? He says that he indeed does, but he says it is made up for by the fact that he is a 60% shareholder in the business, and that has alienated him from George. Okay, well, time's running out now, so I'm going to ask you one last question. Is that the real reason why you're not speaking? He says that it is. Is that why you were silent throughout the rest of the show? And why you didn't speak to your friends when they were just sitting right next to you? He says, yes, admittedly, it is. It's been an interesting journey meeting you, the characters of the Famous Five, now in adulthood. It's going to satisfy a lot of people's curiosities as to what you've done with your lives, and I thank you so, so much for coming in here and talking about it and opening yourselves up to the new modern world that some 30 years later than when you first went on all those adventures in those 21 books. It's been brilliant. Thank you so, so much. And may I have a signed copy of a Famous Five book? I know it's a little bit cheeky. You don't have one with you. Well, I've got one. You don't have the rights. Well, could I just sign it myself and I pretend that you've signed it because, you know, people know you've been here. No, there's no need for the police. Okay, well, that's it. Thank you very much. Yeah, I think there's a vending machine downstairs. And yeah, there's a McDonald's across the street. First turn on your left. Thank you. Thank you so much to the Famous Five characters. There they are right now going across the street to gather together in that McDonald's. There is only one thing left to do now. When I switch the microphone off at the end of this show and put all the faders down, I'm going off to see a psychiatrist.
Late night radio. Late night atmospheric themes.
four of the five characters who've had more than four adventures. Now in adulthood.
Late Night Radio with the Famous Five.
This is Late Night Atmospheric Themes. Late Night Radio was an Adventures in Audio production. The Famous Five characters were played by Corinda Hartley and AJ.